This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Large contingents of Cuban police are patrolling the capital of Havana following rare protests around the island nation against food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus crisis. Cuba's president says the demonstrations on Sunday were stirred up on social media by Cuban Americans in the United States. Many young people took part in the Sunday protests, which disrupted traffic until police moved in after several hours and broke up the march when a few protesters threw rocks. That demonstration and others in communities around the tightly controlled country marked some of the biggest displays of anti-government sentiment in decades, and authorities appeared determined to put a stop to it. U.S. President Joe Biden is expressing support for the people of Cuba, underscoring their right to peaceful protest. In remarks at the White House on Monday, President Biden said the Cuban people are demanding their freedom from an authoritarian regime. He added, "I don't think we've seen anything like this protest in a long, long time, if, quite frankly, ever." Biden said the United States stands firmly with the people of Cuba as they assert their universal rights. He called on the government of Cuba to refrain from violence in what he called their attempt to silence the voices of the people of Cuba. The White House is rejecting Cuba's claim that the United States is to blame for the public unrest. Press Secretary Jen Psaki said during Monday's White House news briefing, quote, "There's every indication that yesterday's protests were spontaneous expressions of people who are exhausted with the Cuban government's economic mismanagement and repression." She added, "These are protests inspired by the harsh reality of everyday life in Cuba." You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Biden administration has asked two federal appeals courts to dismiss the Justice Department's legal challenges to court rulings that barred a Trump-era effort to ban new downloads of Chinese-owned video-sharing app TikTok. Last month, President Joe Biden withdrew a series of executive orders issued by former President Donald Trump, which sought to ban new downloads of WeChat, TikTok, and other Chinese apps. The Commerce Department on June 22nd formally withdrew a list of prohibited transactions with TikTok and WeChat that was issued in September. Those transactions sought to bar downloads of the apps. The Justice Department said Monday that the government's legal challenges were now moot. The World Health Organization reported Monday that COVID-19 cases rose globally for the fourth consecutive week, and that the number of deaths rose after 10 weeks of declines, driven by the highly contagious Delta variant, which was first detected in India. The Delta variant has now been reported in more than 104 countries. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said all but one of the organization's six global regions have seen an increase in COVID-19 cases. He said the WHO had received reports from all regions that hospitals are once again reaching capacity. And as he described it, the Delta variant has ripped around the world at a scorching pace. Tedros said it soon will be the dominant strain circulating worldwide. A government minister in Uganda, Chris Baryamunsi, has told The Guardian newspaper that his country has the money to buy vaccines for COVID-19, but is having trouble purchasing them from Western countries. He said, quote, "This is a challenge of access and equity. We have to rely on the Western world, and the Western world has focused on its population." He said it appears that countries with access to the vaccine, in his words, don't care about Africans. The top U.S. general in Afghanistan stepped down from his post on Monday as Taliban fighters continued to make gains across the war-torn country. The Biden administration has said the official end date of the U.S. troop withdrawal will be August 31st, but General Austin Scott Miller's relinquishing of command was a symbolic end to the troop pullout. During a short ceremony at U.S. military headquarters in Kabul, Miller said, quote, "The people of Afghanistan will be in my heart and on my mind for the rest of my life." U.S. Central Command Chief General Frank McKenzie arrived in the Afghan capital early Monday and took command of the remaining forces. CENTCOM says the withdrawal is more than 90% complete. Fewer than 1,000 troops remain to protect the U.S. embassy and help with securing the international airport in Kabul. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.